Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting. In the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be. Zig Ziglar. Chapter 1. Create Your Perfect Day. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. George Bernard Shaw. What would you do today if you could design your perfect day? How would you live each day if you knew it would be your last? If you could live each day to its fullest, free of fear and worry, how would you live? Many people wake up, get dressed, and simply walk through the motions of breathing, eating, and running to work. If you include 3 hours of television time after work, your day is finished, and before you know it, you're crawling back into bed and getting up to do it all over again. By designing your perfect day, you can create the perfect life for yourself. After all, this is what living a life of freedom is about. Doing the things you love every day. Ask yourself, what kind of work would you do today if you could do anything? Who would you spend time with and how would you spend this time? What would you stop doing so you could enjoy more of what you love? Write down all the ideas for crafting your perfect day. You have to feel excited about this. Your perfect day is what gets you up early and makes you super enthusiastic to be living this one life you have. Here's an example of what a perfect day could look like. Eat a good breakfast. Meditation, 20 minutes. Exercise, 30 minutes. Reading, 30 minutes. Doing the work you love to do, 4 to 8 hours. Spending time with friends or family, 1 hour. Reflection time, 20 minutes. At the end of the day, reflect on what you learned, the impact you made, or one way you made a difference in your life. Make it fun. You're still alive, which means it's up to you to make the most of your time while you can. Live each day as if it's your last, and live your best life with each day you have. Here are 3 activities you can take immediate action on from today. 1. Create a vision board. On this board, paste pictures of the places you want to visit and the activities you will do in the coming days and weeks ahead. 2. Start a goals journal. Write down your goals. Create a bucket list of the things you want to do and make it a goal to try one thing per week. Will you start a new hobby? Make more friends? Spend the perfect day at the beach? 3. Visualize your ideal day for tomorrow. How will you spend your time? Who will you spend it with? Ask yourself, if I could do anything and plan my own life instead of having it planned for me, what decisions would I make? Action prompt. Create your perfect day. Set your timer for 10 minutes. Now, write down what your perfect day looks like. You won't be able to live this perfect day by doing everything, but decide to try one activity from the list in this chapter. You could start today with 1. Daily meditation for 20 minutes. 2. Reading for 15 minutes. 3. Writing down your number one goal for this month. The next day, do the same activities and add one more to the list. Eventually, you will come up with your own activities that work. Chapter 2. Eliminate your self-defeating excuses. Keep on going, and the chances are that you will stumble on something, perhaps when you are least expecting it. I never heard of anyone ever stumbling on something sitting down. Charles F. Kettering. Excuses live in the comfort zone of your mind, and it is there that all limitations are formed. Listen to your excuses next time you think about taking on a new challenge or opportunity. Once you buy into an excuse for why you can't do something, it molds you into your default way of thinking. Excuses are misleading. By believing you can never achieve any of your goals, you formulate the reasoning behind these beliefs. Excuses give us the justification to stop trying, and makes it easier to give up. There is no pressure to succeed, and you don't have to stress about failing since you can't fail at what you never try. Making excuses is your mind's way of deceiving you. Filled with the sounds of self-pity and limited reasoning, an excuse is very convincing. Kill your excuses as soon as they appear. Kill them before they kill you. Failing to pursue the things